going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, bear with us today, LA local fam. We're going to get a little nerdy on LA's city budget, because when your city government has to close a $1 billion deficit, messy and difficult choices lay ahead.
There have been tough times before, but this is going to be a particularly tough year for the city of Los Angeles and many other cities and counties around the country. And it's kind of the perfect storm in many ways.
Welcome to the budget deficit edition of the LA Local for Monday, April 21st, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your ledger examining host, Jonathan Service, imploring you to break out your spreadsheets and your calculators so you have some sense of an idea of where this is going. But again, bear with us. You heard there in that opening clip, LA City Controller Ron Galperin referencing a perfect storm of bad news for Los Angeles. And it really is remarkable how a string of bad luck and bad planning are on a collision course at exactly the wrong time for our city. Some of this stuff, like the huge bonuses that LA City Council gave out to various city workers, likely should have been better thought out and executed. And some of this stuff is simply crappy timing, like the fire in the Pacific Palisades. Nevertheless, the result is a $1 billion shortfall, and today, city leadership started to make moves to deal with it. Mayor Karen Bass delivered her State of the City address, preparing everyone for the cutbacks coming our way. She had this message for city workers who will likely bear the brunt of the pain, at least initially.
I would like to take a minute to address our city workforce directly. Make no mistake, you are this city's greatest asset, but I want to be straight with you. My proposed budget, unfortunately, includes layoffs, which is a decision of absolute last resort.
So let's set the table here and get into some specifics. For that, I turn to KNX News City Hall Bureau Chief Craig Figner. I've heard this situation, the LA City's budget situation, be identified or characterized by more than one person as a full-blown crisis. Is that overreacting or is
no? I don't think it's overreacting at all. I mean, everybody here at Los Angeles City Hall for weeks and months now has been describing this projected $1 billion deficit as a crisis. I mean, it's an enormous amount of money that's forcing some very difficult decisions, and now we've learned to. What has long been suspected, you know, there will be layoffs.
Right. So Mayor Bass has her State of the City budget deficit is the core focus. After a couple of months, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of insisting or at least hopefully saying she didn't think there would be layoffs. She confirmed that this time around. Yeah.
Well, she did tell me a little bit more than a week ago that she was aiming to present a city budget, a proposed budget. Remember, it still has to go to council, and there's going to be these weeks-long hearings that are going to be these bloodbath moments of, you know, fighting for every dollar to go in different directions. But she was hoping to propose a budget that did not call for layoffs. But then today, she indicated that just was not possible. So 1,600 positions that are currently being held by people working for the city, they are now subject to layoffs if this budget is adopted as proposed. And when it comes to the layoffs, very likely there will be some, might be slightly less, could be more, but it'll be in that range.
So a moving target. What departments are likely to be most impacted? And what about the idea of even eliminating or merging some city departments?
Well, we do know that there will be some city commissions and organizations, layers, if you will, of Los Angeles city government that will be eliminated and or combined. There's environmental committee. There's a committee on innovation. There's a youth development department that's going to be eliminated. So we know those things are happening. We also know that they are going to be looking at talking with some of the labor partners to see if they'll give back some of the negotiated pay raises. They've already tried this with LAPD. They did it twice. LAPD's union, kind of the top people said, no way. Now that means LAFD, the fire union, they'll fall in line. They might get some other unions to give up some pay raises or at least renegotiate contracts to give the city some breathing room. But when you're talking about $1 billion, you need big ticket places to go to get give backs. And of course, you start with LAPD. That's the most costly and largest labor force within the city of Los Angeles.
You anticipated where I was going next, fire and police. And if this is a mayor who's had issues with both departments, with promises to hire far more LAPD officers coming into office, and then, you know, about a year and a half or so into office, the Palisades and Eaton fires and her subsequent dismissal of LAFD chief Kristen Crowley. So what's the damage on these two public safety pillars in the mayor's budget?
Great question. We're going to get a final answer tomorrow. So the way this works is the mayor has to deliver by city charter the state of the city address first. Then after that, she has to drop the budget. We do know this much, that for LAPD, the sworn ranks of the department, it will be considered fully staffed at 8,733 officers. Last year's budget, fully staffed, was funded for 9,504 officers. So that's a big chunk. That's more than 770 police officers, fewer police officers than had been budgeted for in this year, that's budget year that's about to expire. Now, as I do want to point this out, as far as good news goes, there was some good news, and it's for people in the Palisades who are struggling to rebuild their homes. The mayor says that she wants to eliminate the fees for permits and other things related to permits for people who are looking to rebuild. So what previously cost money for these permits on rebuilding would essentially become free if her version of the budget passes. That's a very big deal if you're somebody who's looking to get your life back on track and rebuild in the Palisades.
And then finally, let's end with this, Craig. Homeless programs, especially the mayor's Inside Safe program, which was, you know, the crown jewel of reforms that she was introducing and enacting when she came into office. What's the fate of that?
She did say that that program is going to take some type of a funding cut. We have not seen the numbers on that just yet. Again, that'll be part of the more detailed announcement that will come out tomorrow.
Now we have the lay of the land. Pain is definitely coming for LA city government. But what about LA's residents? How are we likely to feel the impacts of $1 billion worth of cutbacks? That's our focus when we return to the Monday edition of the LA Local. Quick break here to take care of some business. And we're back with a former city controller, letting us know exactly where to expect declining city services. I'm Jonathan Service. This is the LA Local for Monday. Be right back. Welcome back to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Ron Galperin spent nearly a decade overseeing LA's budget and finances as the city controller. So I called him up with a very specific mission in mind. Help me to identify all of the ways that making $1 billion in cuts to the city budget might hurt city residents. Galperin started out by describing the precarious financial position of Los Angeles.
Well, there have been tough times before, but this is going to be a particularly tough year for the city of Los Angeles and many other cities and counties around the country. And it's kind of the perfect storm in many ways. We've seen a reduction in certain kind of revenues, such as business tax and sales tax and hotel taxes, getting less dollars from the administration in Washington, D.C., seeing issues in terms of tourism and trade, which are very much imperiled right now, given all of the policies that we're seeing change almost on a daily basis in Washington, D.C., and a significant drop in grants. And then on the other side of the ledger, you've got all sorts of increasing costs for, among other things, wages and for liability costs. And of course, the huge impact that the fires have had just in a very brief period of time.
So there are red flags on the horizon galore, possibilities of a recession. The future doesn't look particularly pretty, at least in the short term. Let's get into some of the particulars here. The police department. And the LAPD has been trying to get to 10,000 overall sworn officers for years, and I think came within 9,000 and change over the last couple of years. And that now looks like that's going to have to be cut back, or hiring at least slowed down. What does this mean for the department, and especially things like response times to emergency calls?
It's going to be that the police department is going to have to deal with whatever resources it does have. Unfortunately, the city cannot afford at this moment to just go out and hire a whole bunch more of police officers. And that's not an ideal situation by any means, but it is a reality as we see it right now.
What about the possibility of shutting down and or merging some city departments, and how that might impact everything from building and safety to overall city planning and development? And mind you, this comes at a time when Mayor Bass and other city officials are making a lot of noise, especially in the wake of the fire in the Palisades, in trying to speed up the permitting process for building of new homes, new apartment buildings. What's that possible impact?
Well, I actually think that merging some departments is a really good thing. The proposal right now that's on the table is for a merging of the Economic and Workforce Development Department, Youth Development, and Aging. And there are reasons for them to be apart, but I think there are also some really good reasons for those to be brought together. And you could perhaps save some money and also increase the ability to serve the public, or at least reduce the amount of the impact that budget reductions are going to be having. So I think that that's a really good thing to be looking at. There are other departments that we should look at. How can they be reduced? And when it comes to, for example, spending on homelessness, it is a very costly endeavor. There are also changes coming with a lot of LASA being broken apart. And we've got to look at how to use the money in a really efficient way so that it doesn't cost quite so much per person.
You led me to the next issue on the table, and that's homeless policies. Mayor Bass has indicated that her Inside Safe program is going to take a hit. Is it safe for the residents of Los Angeles to assume that because of the need to bridge this $1 billion deficit, we will likely see more homeless people on the streets, more homeless encampments set up and allowed to remain on the streets?
Well, I don't think that there's always a one-to-one relationship between the dollars that you spend and the progress that you make on homelessness. The problem that we have in the state of California and in Los Angeles County and Los Angeles City is not necessarily just because of lack of spending. There's a lot of spending that's happening. The question is, what results are being achieved? How do you track all of the service providers and what they're getting done or not getting done? And how do you significantly bring down the cost of housing production as well as the services that are provided to those who are experiencing homelessness? One thing that can be said of a much tighter budget is that it forces a city or a county or any entity to look really seriously at how it's spending the money and the results that it's getting. And if this is an opportunity to do that, then at least some good comes of this budget shortfall.
When we talk about just sheer layoffs to city employees, how much will, again, the average resident in Los Angeles feel it? There's numbers being kicked around from as low as 1,000 to 1,500 or so employees to upwards of 3,500 to 4,000 different positions that are spread across multiple agencies. But is this something that will have an impact on the daily life and expectations of Angelenos? Everything from, you know, is my garbage still going to be picked up on time? Will people answer 311 for various parking or bulky item pickup requests? You know, is there any reason to expect a mild downgrade in city services because of all this?
There may in fact be a mild downgrade in some city services, but I think that there's going to be an effort for the really crucial city services to remain at least as steady as possible. And let's not forget that a budget is all about assumptions. It's about assumptions of what money is going to come in or not come in. And the city is going to be looking for some money from the state. We'll see how much of that does or does not happen. We also have to see what happens with the economy generally, because how the economy goes, how trade goes, how tourism goes is going to make a huge difference in terms of what revenues we do or don't have.
I'm going to put you on the spot. This is a tough question. Do you have faith in Mayor Bass and the city council as composed to lead the city through what's going to be a rocky time?
It is going to be a rocky time, and it is an opportunity, I think, for the mayor, for the city council, to really think about how we can do government more efficiently and look at what it is that we do well and what it is that we do not do so well.
So essentially, less with more. Sound familiar to anyone in the private sector whose company went through several rounds of layoffs recently? Certainly sounds vaguely familiar to us here. Ron Galperin did put somewhat of a positive spin on what seems like a desperate situation. And who knows? We are starting to reckon with the fact that after the voters in the city and county of Los Angeles taxed themselves for billions of dollars over the last decade or so to spend on our homeless crisis, homelessness actually got worse, much worse for a while there. So maybe some forced efficiency might be just what the doctor ordered for our dear city. Remains to be seen, and we'll certainly be following it here on the LA Local. It's been sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thank you for joining us on the LA Local for Monday, April 21st. Promise we'll make tomorrow's show a little less nerdy. Until then, be safe out there, everybody.